Thank you, guys. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And now, no, don't wave goodbye, because it's time for the embarrassing question. È inutile, stava cercando di salutare con la mano, ma non ha alcun senso, perché è arrivato il momento della domanda imbarazzante. La domanda imbarazzante che noi facciamo alle band che vengono a trovarci, come sempre, sono i dischi da isola deserta, ovvero sia, what are your records for the desert island? This is our embarrassing question. So if you got to leave just now, right now, from this radio studios, which are the records you're gonna bring with you? You got, I think, as you are in four, we can have like one or two each.
I would bring Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti and, of course, Rosalina Mar.
Noi ringraziamo anche Enrico di Rosalina Mar, che è qui presente e ci ha portato la band. Grazie, Enrico.
Prego.
Ok, poi?
Ken and Fela. Fela Kuti.
Ok, Ken e Fela Kuti, quindi? Poi?
The Police, the Ghost in the Machine, and probably John Coltrane, the John Coltrane album.
Ok, quindi Police, the Ghost in the Machine e qualcosa di John Coltrane, e infine?
I think I would have to bring Larry Yes CD, it's one of my best friends, and probably a dub CD of some sort, like maybe a King Tubby CD or something like that.
Quindi Larius, un CD di un suo amico, e poi King Tobis, che ha detto, insomma, vuole qualcosa di dub per stare nell'isola deserta. It's very appropriate for the desert island, you know.
Yeah, with that, I was thinking, I would need some dub.
With a Waikiki maybe, or some, you know, very elaborate cocktail. Yeah.
Scratch Perry maybe.
Yeah. Allora, io ringrazio Rollerball, vi ricordo che questa sera ci sarà un concerto al Locomotive Club che li vedrà protagonisti sul palco di Via Serlio insieme a Grande Orchestra della Muerte. Noi vi regaliamo un paio di biglietti, basta mandare una mail con il vostro nome e cognome a diretta@radiocittadelcapo.it. Noi vogliamo chiudere la chiacchierata con un brano tratto proprio da Haura. So are we gonna introduce the song we're gonna listen to now? It's the first song of your record, and it has actually an Italian name in it, so it's called Cesena Sweet Pants, or maybe, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah,
pronounce it.
It's Cesena.
Cesena. Okay, okay. Cesena. Cesena Sweet Pants. So, what's the story behind the song? I mean, you can pretend everything, you know, because we'll never know the truth. So, just go on.
Oh, it's just a song about touring Italy last year, and a lot of the towns that we were in are in it, and we get kind of stupid with the name, so we added, you know, sweatpants. But it's about touring Italy and how much we love Italy.
Yeah, okay, you touched the button of vagueness, you know, okay, but it's okay, it's okay. We don't want to go in deeper in it, okay.
And also, it's when we played in Cesena last year, we had a really good show, so it's just a nice thought, just about having nice thoughts.
Okay, so it's kind of a tribute to the people and the audience and the gig you had in Cesena.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, let's put it in this way. Allora, questa è Cesena Sweatpants, la prima traccia di Haura, che praticamente ricorda un po' il loro concerto dell'anno scorso a Cesena. Hanno preso un sacco di acqua, ma si sono divertiti molto, il pubblico era grande e hanno fatto un bellissimo concerto. Almeno questo è quello che noi vogliamo credere, che sta dietro a questa canzone. Thank you guys for being with us and see you this night at the Locomotive Club.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you very much.